Shah and WhatsApp. Now comes the hard part. India logs 3.5 lakh AI job openings in 90 days. Indian crypto exchanges bet on tokenized stocks. AI will not replace IT services companies, says Infosys chairman Nandan Nilekani.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Right, let's start with a big leadership move that almost feels full circle. We are talking about Kunal Shah's appointment as the global head of WhatsApp. In fact, a big Money Control scoop that became official yesterday. Kunal Shah has spent years talking about WhatsApp's potential and how companies with large captive user bases can keep expanding into new businesses. He has often pointed to the Chinese super app model and predicted that messaging platforms could become powerful commerce and payments engine. But India hasn't quite followed that script. Despite its massive reach, WhatsApp Pay still has less than 1% market share in UPI. And interestingly, Cred itself has struggled to become a major payments player. Which is why Meta's move seems less about payments and more about commerce, engagement, and even monetization. So WhatsApp today connects more than 3 billion users globally, and India contributes more than half of its revenue. So Meta appears to believe Kunal Shah's understanding of products and consumers can help unlock more value from that scale. Now, interestingly, sources say there are no plans to combine Cred and WhatsApp Pay. So Cred's premium positioning and WhatsApp's mass appeal are very different, and Meta will not get access to Cred's customer data. So the story here isn't really about synergy itself, but it's all about leadership and giving one of India's most closely watched founders a chance to shape the future of WhatsApp. All right, moving on. AI may be disrupting jobs, but at least for now, it is also creating plenty of them. According to Quest Corp, India saw nearly 3.5 lakh AI-related job openings over the last 90 days. So the country now has an AI workforce of around 9.2 lakh professionals, making one of the largest talent pools. But there is a catch here. Only around 2.6 lakh professionals qualify as core AI talent working on areas like large language models, machine learning, and agentic AI. Yet, those roles account for nearly 70% of hiring demand. Companies are moving beyond experimentation and are looking for people who can put AI systems into production. So demand for agentic AI developers has surged to 60% year on year. Now, interestingly, AI hiring isn't limited to engineering teams. Around 1.2 lakh openings are in operations, marketing, sales, and finance, showing that AI skills are becoming valuable across business functions. So while AI may change the nature of work, companies are increasingly looking for people who know how to work alongside it. All right, next up. Crypto exchanges are trying to move beyond crypto. So platforms like CoinSwitch, Mudrex, and Bybit are betting on tokenized real-world assets. So the last 6 months, they've introduced tokenized US stocks in India, allowing investors to gain fractional exposure to companies like Nvidia, Tesla, Apple, and Amazon without buying an entire share. So these assets are purchased using stable coins and ownership is recorded on blockchain. Legally, though, they are treated as virtual digital assets rather than direct equities. So globally, the tokenized real-world asset market has already crossed $10 billion, up nearly 10 times from early 2024. So after learning lessons from failed attempts to offer tokenized SpaceX shares, exchanges are now preparing for potential IPOs from companies like OpenAI and Anthropic. So if those listings happen, the second half of 2026 could see more than $100 billion worth of IPO activity. All right, down to our last story. Infosys chairman Nandan Nilekani says AI won't replace IT services companies, but it will actually reward those that adapt quickly. So he was speaking at Infosys annual general meeting or AGM. Nilekani acknowledged concerns that AI and automated coding could threaten the traditional IT services model. But he argued that software development involves much more than writing code. So according to him, enterprises still need architecture integration, cybersecurity, testing, and governance. He also said the biggest opportunity lies in helping companies bridge the gap between AI models and real-world deployment. So Nalakani also said AI is accelerating legacy modernization as enterprises rush to upgrade decade-old systems. So Infosys is already working with 90% of its top 200 clients on AI projects, and the company believes AI services market could become a $300 to $400 billion opportunity by 2030. So his message was clear. AI won't replace companies that move with speed and purpose. It will only amplify them. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news, minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 Podcast.